And now to mental health. More of us than ever are seeing a GP for a mental health issue, according to the latest report from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. But are GP services fit for purpose when it comes to a mental health consultation? For more on this, I'm joined by ABC Health reporter Olivia Willis. Liv, welcome back to the Health Report.
Hi, James.
Every year the college has put out this report, and mental health seems to be the dominating issue facing GPs. Is it becoming more prevalent?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. So this is the third Health of the Nation report. And as you say, every year mental health has topped the list of concerns facing GPs. And it does appear to be becoming a little bit more prevalent over time. So this year it was 65% of doctors surveyed, about 1,200 GPs. They said overall psychological issues were the most common health concern that they dealt with. And that's up about 4% from 2017. And so it's fairly substantial, right? Two in every three doctors are spending, you know, the majority of their time treating mental health issues in some capacity.
And do we know why that's happening? I mean, we tend to think of colds, coughs, earaches, that's the bread and butter of general practice, but it seems like that picture is really changing.
Yeah, I think there's probably a few things going on here. So obviously we know how common mental illness is. One in five Australian adults will experience a mental illness every year. So depression, anxiety, substance use disorder, they're certainly the most common. I think as mental illness becomes less and less stigmatized, which is a great thing, it also means that more of us are probably feeling comfortable to have conversations with our GP about our mental health and seeking out treatment. The other thing I think that's important here is that accessing mental health support can be an enormous challenge for a lot of people. And so GPs are often our first kind of port of call, especially for people who might be seeking out a mental health treatment plan. And I think it's also because we've seen a shift certainly from institutional to community-based care for people living with mental illness. And so that's also probably driving up those rates as well.
The report also looks at bulk billing rates and out-of-pocket costs. What did it find this year?
So we know that out-of-pocket costs have been steadily rising in the last few years, as generally speaking, doctors' fees have increased while rebates have remained largely the same. That's certainly reflected in this report. So it found that the average out-of-pocket cost for a GP service was about $38.50. That gap has risen, I think, about $7 in the past 5 years. Interestingly, this report, it also found that bulk billing rates are not as common as Medicare stats kind of have indicated in the past. So you probably would have heard the government, certainly the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, has spoken before about the bulk billing rate in the last financial year being about 86%. So almost, you know, 9 in 10 services being bulk billed. Now that figure is correct, but what the report points out is that that particular figure is an indication of bulk billed services overall, not of the number of people who are actually bulk billed. So, you know, if I go or you go to the GP, we might receive a number of services during a single visit. Some of those might be bulk billed, others might not. And so when you kind of think about it in terms of the percentage of people being bulk billed, that figure is actually quite a bit lower. It sits at about 66%.
And the government lifted its freeze on Medicare rebates for GP services this year, and that was to bring it in line with indexation. Does that just mean GPs are setting higher fees?
Well, interestingly, I put that exact question to the college and they said, no, absolutely not. They said that even with the end of the freeze, they feel that Medicare rebates still don't reflect the actual cost of delivering services in general practice, which effectively they say forces them to either absorb those increasing costs or pass those costs on to patients. And so what they're actually calling for in this report is basically longer consultations that are subsidised by Medicare for patients with mental health. At the moment, with the exception of appointments to set up mental health treatment plans, there's only actually one type of GP mental health consultation that attracts a rebate. That's kind of minimum of 20-minute session. And GPs say without longer subsidised consultations of, say, 40 minutes, which you can get for a physical health consult, they're kind of being forced to cram fairly complex cases into either a short appointment or to charge patients for more time, or, as I've said before, wear the out-of-pocket costs themselves. So they basically want to see a Medicare rebate schedule that better incentivizes longer appointments.
All right. And just finally, the report also looked at the mental health of GPs, and it found doctors were avoiding seeking help themselves.
It found about 40% of GPs had delayed seeking treatment for their mental health care in the last couple of years. So time constraints were the biggest factor driving that. But one in 10 said that they'd put off seeking help for their own mental health because they were concerned about being reported. So in all states and territories except WA, doctors are required to report colleagues to APRA, the Australian Health Practitioner Registration Agency, if they have a reasonable belief that a patient's safety is at risk. And so the college is kind of now pushing for doctors who provide healthcare to other doctors, which would be, you know, a fairly substantial portion of them, to be exempt from that mandatory reporting so that doctors can, you know, go and discuss their health issues with other GPs comfortably and obviously confidentially.
And if you want to find out more about this story, you can look on the ABC News website under the health section. Liv, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, James.
ABC Health reporter Olivia Willis.